We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Mem Dal Daman Aleph, and we are beginning of the fourth line. We learned yesterday Rabbi Yochanan said a memra, Harvo Sev Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that all Asurim Shebetorah ain't Heter Mitzdarav L'Isser besides for Nazir. Heter Mitzdarav L'Isser means, according to Rashi, that the halacha is someone to be chayiv, echad son of Maisa Achila, he has to eat a kazayis. What happens if he eats a half a chaylev, and a half a kazayis basar? So Rashi says that if you eat b'vasachas, that's the case of hetem starf l'isser. You have a half a piece of chaylev, half a piece of basar, together you eat it, that's a shayl of hetem starf l'isser. Rabbi Yochanan is saying we don't pass in hetem starf l'isser, only by nazir. Tosfos actually argues and holds that is not what hetem starf l'isser means. Hetem starf l'isser means where it's mixed together. It's not enough just to eat two pieces at one time. You have to be actually mixed together. The chalukos Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns even one by one. And the Gemara said that you have Asuri Nazir is the only place where you have this because you learn from Mishras. Mishras means you soak a piece of bread in wine and then you eat that, even though you don't have a kazayis wine, but the pas is mitzdarf l'issa. Pas is mutter, it's mitzdarf to l'issa yayin. And Ziri added on that the same thing you find by Sa'ar that you bring on the Mizbeach, chametz that you bring on the Mizbeach, also such an idea of hetem mitzdarf l'issa. And maybe chametz of Pesach also. So that was what Rechon's memory was, that really Kol HaTorah Kulo, you don't have hetem mitzdarf l'issa besides for exclusive cases where it's a first apostate, like the case of Mishras of Nazir. So Yosef Ravdimi, v'kama lal ha-shmaitza. Ravdimi said over the shmaitza of Rav Yechanan. Omalei Abaya Ravdimi, so Abaya asked Kashan to Ravdimi, you're telling me all over you don't say hetem mitzdarf l'issar, v'chol asurim shebetayra ain't hetem mitzdarf l'issar? Is that true by all other asurim in Torah you don't say hetem mitzdarf l'issar? V'atana went into the Mishnah. Ha-mikveh shal truma. Mikvah is a type of porridge. It's a Mishnah in Tvul Yom. It says, Ha-mikvah shal truma. A porridge of truma, v'hashum v'hashem v'shachulim. And they have spices in there, oil and pepper of chulin, inside this truma. V'noga Tvul Yom v'miksasam. A Tvul Yom is considered like a sheni, and if he touches truma, it becomes a shlishi, and becomes pasul. V'noga Tvul Yom v'miksasam. The Tvul Yom touched part of this porridge, pasul is chulin, the whole thing becomes pasul. Why? Because the whole thing has a shame truma on it, even though it has a little bit of spices and oil of chulin, but the thing is truma, l'maisa. Therefore, pasul the whole thing. What about the opposite case? Hamikvesh al chulin. It's a porridge made out of chulin, which is not truma. And a chulin doesn't become tummy from a tvul yoyim, because a chulin can become a shlishi. Vashum vashemen shal truma. And the spices is truma. Vinoga tvul yoyim miksasam. Tvul yoyim touched part of it, which was the part where it had a little bit of truma of shum and shemen. Loi pasal amokim agoy. Only the place where you touched is tummy. Bilvat, that's it. So the second case is what we're going to discuss. The second case is a case where it's chulin. It's basically a piece of chulin, a part of chulin. And it has a little spices here and shemen of chum. So what's going on? Avina ba. And they asked on this Mishnah. We don't understand. Mokoy magoy amay psula. Why is it mokoy magoy pasul? L'chayr, it's a piece of chulin over here. Habatil hu tavlin baroyv. It's bottle baroyv. And like Rashi explains, Rashi and Tosfos, that right now the Gemara is learning that meduma, which means chulin mixed with chuma, is bottle of a roiv. So here, you have here chulin, and you have a little bit of chuma spice in it, but this roiv is chulin, so roiv is chulin, it's bottle of a roiv. And if I'm a bottle of the mina halacha, that you can't eat meduma because it's chuma, meduma means something that's mixed, you can't eat it, but like I'm a tuma, they never made it xer, it might say it's chulin. So the kash was, isn't it bottle of a roiv? But I'm a Rav Barachana, and Rav Barachana explains this Mishnah, matam, what's tak of shot, why it becomes tummy makamagoy? Hoyl v'zor loika aleim b'kazayis. Because the halacha is that if a zor eats a kazayis of this, yuchayiv al tshuma. Yuchayiv al tshuma, get malchus because of tshuma. If you eat a kazayis of this porridge, which is mostly chulin, which is shum and shemen of tshuma. So the adkan, that's pshat in this Mishnah. And why only mokim agoi? Because l'maisa, it's not all tshuma, it's chulin. So therefore, only the place where you touch becomes not one shtick tshuma, so only the place where you touched becomes tamei. But you are chayv on kazayis malchus of this food now. Now let's try to figure this out. You're not eating pashas or kazayis of chuma, you're eating chulin, which has in it spices and oil of chuma. So hechi dami, what's pshat yichayv malchus? Lav mishum dehetem estarf l'isser. So that's the kash over here. So Abaya asked Rav Dimi, how can you tell me that hetem estarf l'isser is a novel idea by Nazir, because of Mishras? What do you mean? You have it by first mishnah by tvul yoyim about truma, that you have little truma spices in a mixture. The halacha is that the entire the halacha is if you eat the kzayis of that mixture, you chayv malchus. What do you mean? Why chayv? Must be heter misav iser. The heter in this mixture is mitzdarif to the iser of truma to make it into a shir. Zok the Gemara, no. I'm going to answer you, no. It's not because heter misav iser. Heter misav iser is a special thing by nazir. So what's pshat here chayv? Loi, the Gemara says loi. Meshum, my kazayis, the kazayis lechias pras. The case over here is that there's so much oil and spices of chuma that when you eat an amount in the time of the lechias pras, which is around 4 bayim, you're going to hit a kazayis of chuma in there. So when you eat 4 bayim of this thing, you're going to eat a kazayis of shum and shaman of chuma, and therefore you can eat a kazayis. So that's why you chayiv, not because the hetem is tarif l'isr, because you ate the kazayis of truma. That's why you chayiv. That is the case over here. Zok the Gemara, and that's a little bit of a chiddush here. More, we know the echidus pras is all over. Anytime you have achila, locha is anytime you have achila kazayis. Let's say by chaylev, by dam, anything, you don't have to eat it all at one time. As long as you eat it within the time that it takes to eat a suda, which is the echidus pras. Then that halacha is that it's called achila. So what's this chiddush over here? Even though here it's mixed up with other things, still you chayiv if you eat it in that amount of time. So the Gemara, the kazayis, the achilas, pras deraisi. Is that the rice? That halacha, that betaruvois. If you eat a kazayis when it's mixed with other things, that's a deraisi. Amalei in, yeah, it is the rice. So what?
If you eat a be'en achilas pras,
then shochayiv, yeah. Because here it's mixed up, so be'etzem is like bottle, it could be like stickle bottles with other things. Maybe it's not called eating this food. And here it's just you're punk hitting it, but maybe you're eating other things in between. Maybe it's not called the achila of the. You could say even more, maybe it's like stickle bottle. Who said that when you eat this, betaruvois, that's called chayiv? Who said? And he said, is that the raisa? I'm like, yeah, it is the raisa. Ihachi, you see, chayiv malchus. He said, chayiv malchus. I'm like, ihachi. They said to him, ihachi, the asa kasha. We have. By our Gemara before, that there's machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan by Kutach HaBavli. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Kutach HaBavli, we learn out from a pasuk that Kutach HaBavli, which is Taruvas Chametz, Chayev Alav, Chayev Malchus. According to the Rabbanan, you're not Chayev. And it's mashma, in any case, even if Kutach HaBavli had so much challah in there, so much bread in there, that'll be enough, because I is the Echil's Pras. So Yochi, I might plead Rabbanu Leizer Rav Leizer by Kutach HaBavli. Why is Rabbanu arguing Rav Leizer by Kutach HaBavli? That's this dip that has chametz in it. Rav Leizer says, "Yichayev Rav Leizer, say a potter." Why? Maybe even in the case where has gzayis lechus pras. So he answers back to him. Okay, so you know, you hold that the vartas in pshat mishnah and trumas was in tul yom was because hetem and starav lister. So I ask you that same kasha. So if hetem and starav lister, why by Kutach HaBavli is Rabbanu argue there? Elamayim should have to start with Isser. So if so, my apologies are allowed to have the answer of Kutach HaBavli. And it's not better for you. I have the same question for you. If you hold the Hetam Star of Isser, it's also fair. Why do I want to argue on the answer of Kutach HaBavli? Why don't you say Hetam Star of Isser? Ella, I'll tell you, Pshat, if you what I'm learning, because I have the day of his pras. I'll answer you like this. Elahanach le Kutach HaBavli, the less big is I have the day of his pras. Kutach HaBavli, it's impossible to eat the day of his pras. And I'll explain it to you how. If you're eating it straight, you're not dipping it, you're eating straight Kutach HaBavli. And how do you do that? The kasar of achala, you pour it down your throat, basically burning yourself in the process, because it's very, this word sarfa does not mean burning here, it means like you swallow it. But you're eating like that, but like that, it's not a normal way of eating it. If you're going to gulp down Kutach HaBavli, you'll take a hit kazayis lechus pras, but that's not the normal way of eating it. It can't be chai if you eat it in the wrong way. But like that, it's not the darach achila. It's not going to achila at all. You can't be chayav as shachila. And elamai, you dipped it. Vi mishtek ashat vachol. If you dip it in, then let's make kazayis lechus pras. Then you won't hit the kazayis lechus pras. If you dip your peppers into this dip and your cucumbers, you're not going to reach kazayis lechus pras within 9 minutes, 2 to 9 minutes, because you're not going to eat so much of it. So therefore, the Gemara's answer like this: Avada kazayis bekadei achilas pras is enough of a shir to mechayev malchus. And it's not, and pshat in the Mishnah and Tvul Yoyim is not because Hetam Mistarav Lissa. Ah, you are asking me, that what's pshat, why the Chacham argue about Kutach HaBavli, Tari says Kutach HaBavli is not possible to eat Kazayas Deichilas Pras. And Rashi speaks out, same thing with Sheikha HaMadai also. Sheikha HaMadai also, that beer that has Sarim in it also, you have to drink so much without stopping in between in order to hit the Kazayas, and that's not possible. And therefore, it's not possible to reach Kazayas Deichilas Pras, and that's why the Rabban argue. And that's the only Rabbi Yezu who has a drasha that comes from Rubis is awesome. That's why it's awesome. Eisve, I'm going to ask some kashas on this Mandiyon bar holds Kazayis Begdei Achilas Pras Daraisa. Eisve, Shtei Kedei Rois, you have two pots. Achas Shel Chulin V'Achas Shel Truma. Two pots are sitting on the Koyin's fire. One's Shel Chulin, one's Shel Truma. Or it's the Yisrael's fire. There's two pots sitting there. L'fneim Shtei Meduchos, and he has two grinders. One he uses for the pepper, the spices of Truma. Achas Shel Chulin V'Achas Shel Truma. And he spiced each day, and he said, chaps, he forgot which one, he doesn't know which one he did. Noflu fell in, he doesn't know which one went where. What's Allah? Mutarim, it's mutar. Shani Oimer, because we could say a Shani Oimer, which we say by the Rabbanans usually. Shani Oimer, Truma Sech Truma Noflu, we can assume the Truma fell into the Truma, the Chulun Sech Chulun Noflu, and the Chulun fell into the Chulun. So this din is the Rabbanan Deg Din, obviously, because it's a 50% chance. But with the Rabbanan we say, the Truma fell into the Truma, and the Chulun fell into the Chulun. So if the Allah is that spices that fall into a chulin falls into truma, or truma falls into chulin, is a shayla of the raisa, because kedayis deichil is pras, is the raisa, so how do you go to kula? Shani oimer truma serach, truma nafla, chulin serach, chulin nafla, viyamis kedayis deichil is pras the raisa, amayim minin shani oimer truma lo soich, you don't say shani oimer by the raisa, it's the raisa, the shayla, when you mix. If you learn that when something gets mixed up, it's only the rabbanon, good, but now we're saying it's the raisa, so how do you say shani oimer? Amalei, Hanach Truma is Tavlin the Rabbanon. It says, no, here because Truma is Tavlin, Truma Meducha. Meducha is Tavlin. Spices are only Chayiv Truma the Rabbanon. And that's why you can say Shani Yomi. You're right. Really, because I hear why we're saying it's the Rabbanon. Because spices are only the Rabbanon. Now, you have to point out that the Gemara in Nozir has extra Knech over here. This kasha we just asked on the Madiyama Kazayas Lilas Pras, you can ask on the Madiyama Hetem Mestarif Lis also. So Elamai Hetem Mestarif Lisir, you have the same kasha also. It should be the rice also, Hetem Mestarif Lisir. So the more they ask the kasha, Echanami, the more has the kasha. Toys, because that maybe doesn't not gurus everything exactly over here. But the Gemara knows it, Abaya asks, the Gemara asks why Abaya have the same kasha on himself there also. Eisvei, another kasha on Madam Kzayas Lilas Pras, and this also really can ask on Abaya. Eisvei, and here we're going to ask for a case where it's not the Rabbanon, it's not Tavlin, it's talking about the grain. Eisvei, shtei kupois, achas chulin v'achas chuma. You have two baskets, one chulin, one chuma. You know, each have a basket of wheat, one's chulin, one's chuma. Ofneim beis soim, and in front of it is two other baskets, achas chulin v'achas chuma. Menachu elu sech elu, and this fell into this one. Mutarim, shani oimer chulin sech chulin, naflu chuma sech chuma naflu. And here you can't say anymore that it's the Rabbanon, because here it's Tavur. We have Kazayis, B'gdei Achilas Pras Daraisa. And if we say, Kazayis, B'gdei Achilas Pras Daraisa, Amayam Ridon Shani Yoimer, Hekki Se Shani Yoimer. Here it's mixed together, and you have Kazayis, B'gdei Achilas Pras. And for the Gemara, Shani Yoimer, Amalei, Hanach Chuma Bezman Hazeh, the Rabbanon. We're talking about Bezman Hazeh, that's Chuma, the Rabbanon. And therefore, it's also, it's not the Raisa, and you could say, Shani Yoimer. And again, this Gemara could have also asked, really, on himself, the Lechaira, could have asked, and Gemara could have asked Akasha. Rashi, in one line, points this out. Rashi is the second line from the bottom. He says, Mesechtas Nozik Asinon, Ve'elamai, Hetav Tav Lissa, Hechem Rinan Shani Omer. It's really the same Kasha. The Gemara's Teretz is that here is Tumah Darabanan. Either the first Gemara is saying it's Tavlin's Darabanan, because the Pasuk says, Reish is the Goncha, Teresh Chvetzirecha. And second Teretz of the Gemara, the next Gemara is, because Chumas Vanazah, is only mid the Rabbanah.